Fridays are when we talk about business news with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
Verizon announced it's closing a customer service and sales center in Rancho Cordova at the end of January. What does this mean for local jobs?
This is obviously rough news for those jobs. The center employed 1,000 people, and those workers will be offered jobs in Florida, Texas, or South Carolina. If they don't move, they will receive severance packages. Now, we know that the city of Rancho Cordova is encouraging those displaced workers to stay in the city, which has a variety of business parks that actually employ more than 50,000 people. The city is scrambling to find another business to fill that Verizon space.
Does Verizon's decision say anything about Sacramento's economy?
Well, we know that the recent cuts were part of a national consolidation, but nonetheless, this is more evidence of the decline in local telecom jobs that began during the Great Recession. Now, back in 2007, the four-county region was a national hub for telecom jobs. But now, moving forward, we've lost almost half of our telecom-related employment, and that's why experts say it's so critical for the area to diversify its economy.
A Sacramento hotel with a storied past, the Red Lion Hotel and Wood Lake Conference Center on Leisure Lane, is going to be shutting down in December. What's behind the decision?
At one time, it was the sixth largest hotel in the region, but we see that things have changed in recent years. This place went from 100 employees to about 50, and some rooms on that hotel campus haven't even been used in several years.
So what happened?
Well, this place flourished in the 1960s through the 1990s because conferences and travelers didn't want to go to downtown Sacramento hotels. But now that attitude has changed, and actually downtown hotels are now the more attractive option.
What's next for that Red Lion property?
The property owner, which is an investment firm, confirmed that the hotel will be demolished and a senior living facility is planned on one side of the site for about 3.7 acres. But on the other side of the property, we're still trying to determine what will happen. That's about 14.4 acres. And again, that's sort of up in the air at this point.
We're still waiting to find out if California voters will legalize recreational marijuana use, but marijuana is already impacting the local commercial real estate industry.
Yes, well, at least one commercial real estate brokerage, Colliers International, says that the city of Sacramento is already home to 3 million square feet of cannabis growing operations. And local brokers say that aging industrial buildings that struggle to sell are now being snatched up at well over asking prices as a result of this.
But it's sort of a gamble for operators, right?
Yes. Soon, the Sacramento City Council will decide whether to sanction marijuana cultivation in the city, but that vote hasn't happened yet. And in fact, that the council hasn't even agreed on geographic boundaries for cultivation, so it's possible some of those sites might not work.
The push to improve a section of the K Street Mall in downtown Sacramento that's been sort of dilapidated is getting a boost. A locally owned eatery announced plans this week to enter the retail portion of the 700K redevelopment project.
That eatery is Smoosh, which is an ice cream sandwich business, currently has sites in Folsom and Rockland. Basically, this is a place where you customize your own ice cream sandwich. You get to choose the cookies, the ice cream, all sorts of good stuff. Again, it's a locally owned business. Its CEO actually went to Rio Americano High School with Bay Miri, who is one of the developers of 700K. Smoosh will join four other businesses previously announced for the retail portion of 700K. Those businesses are a new concept from the owner of Crew, Insight Coffee Roasters, a Jewish deli, and a concept from the owners of Red Rabbit.
Are more retail announcements coming?
Yes, there's about 72,000 square feet of retail space in this mixed-use project, and the 700K redevelopment is expected to feature around 16 retail businesses. So definitely look for more announcements in the future.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.